I'm Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic, and this week's movie is Arcadian. What's it about? Nicolas Cage plays a father with two teenage sons who live a somewhat normal life by day, but a dangerous and scary life by night. There are these mysterious creatures roaming the earth and posing a deadly threat to human life. When one of his sons doesn't return home, the clock is set for a race against time and a fight for survival as Cage ventures out into the night to save his son. Who's in it? Nicolas Cage, Jaden Martell, Maxwell Jenkins, and Sadie Sovereaux. So what's to like? There's suspense from the very beginning. You know that the family is trying to protect itself, but you are not quite sure from what. Is it other people or is it something else? What the writers do well is focus on the relationships between the brothers and their father. In a sense, you don't learn a lot about either of them, but enough is revealed to make one curious about who they are and how they operate in this very uncertain world. One brother is almost obsessed with visiting another farm each day. It's as if he'd rather spend time with another family than his own. The other brother is a bit more responsible to his family's situation and works to make sure they have what they need to keep them healthy and safe. His focus is on studying the creatures, looking for any advantage. These totally different ways of operating in the world put the brothers at odds, and then there's the dad. And Cage is fittingly subdued in this role. He doesn't overact. He provides the right mix of calm and urgency, and what's abundantly clear in this film is that it is trying to say something about family bonds and how they get stronger in the face of adversity. Additionally, if the writers are trying to get a rise out of the audience, they have succeeded. The situations are scary enough to make one peek through their fingers as the creatures emerge. In one scene, Cage and one son are stuck in a cave during the night. Suffice it to say, this is not your ordinary camping trip. In another, the other son is left to protect the house, and the creatures are absolutely more threatening than the intruders in Home Alone, but the son might be as resourceful as Macaulay Culkin. The biggest difference between the two movies is that there are no laughs here, but many frights. And then finally, the way this film is shot actually adds to the overall cinematic ambiance. It is in the dark and it's hard to distinguish what kind of creatures are lurking, adding to the suspense and the curiosity. Once the creatures are revealed in all their glory, the terror is well earned. Each element adds to this eerie and ominous feeling that makes Arcadian feel real and more than just a big screen presentation. So what's not to like? While this film accomplished scaring people, there's something missing that prevents this film from being an instant classic. Perhaps in an attempt to be mysterious, leaving so many things to question actually subtracts rather than adds to the impact. The backstory was minimal at best. How did the world get to this point? Where did these creatures come from? Where is Cage's wife? Or at the very least, what happened to her? How does a farm thrive in the middle of all this disaster? Wouldn't the creatures kill the flock? The writers needed a better balance between not telling us too much and not telling us enough. My rating, Arcadian, is tense, suspenseful, not always predictable, but it leaves a lot of questions unanswered, which might be great for a franchise, but not as compelling for a standalone film. I like this one. I'm giving it 3.5 out of 4 reels. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic. I'll see you next time.